The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
April 22nd marks the 54th Earth Day. That's 54 years. And joining me now to give the history and explain the purpose of the event is Jo Lanahan. She's editor of climate at Sunday Times Ireland. Good morning, Jo. How are you?
Morning. I'm great. How are you?
Now, World Earth Day, round since 1970, before anybody even knew what sustainability meant.
I know, way back in the day. And it was actually started by a Democratic senator. His name was Gaylord Nelson. And he basically started the day because at the time, if we think back to the 70s, I mean, the chemical use, the way that companies were just dumping rubbish, there was absolutely no environmental legislation whatsoever. He really just started the day just to have a march and to say, look, the environment needs protection. What are we going to do about it? And since then, it's become the largest civic event in the world. It's resulted in millions of trees being planted, education taking place worldwide. It's also led to the establishment of the EPA, which we all know now, the Environment Protection Agency, which has had chapters all over the world. So it's had a real world impact. I think people might think it's just a fluffy day, but it's actually been very, very impactful.
OK, so if we look then at the kind of things that people might do on this day, and you know, just to mark it, you can do relatively simple things that maybe would contribute and add value to the day.
Yeah, you really can. There's so much you can do. And we all have busy lives, but no matter what you're doing on Monday, I would just encourage people first and foremost just to stop and take a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just enjoy whatever environment you're in. Appreciate this time of year. There's just so many amazing flowers, trees in bloom. And one of the most important things we can do for ourselves is to actually just appreciate our environment. The more we appreciate it, the more we actually take care of it.
I noticed yesterday the birds chirping in the trees, that it seemed to be louder. And I don't know if it's the time of year, but I stopped and I noticed it and I listened just for a couple of minutes, and it was a very, very relaxing thing to do.
It is. And what's wonderful is that's the thing. Not only is it really beneficial for our mental health and well-being, but the studies show that we actually do take better care of the environment when we actually notice it and look after it. So that's a really simple thing to do. Just have a cup of coffee and look at some trees. The next thing that I would say, and one that's really achievable for everyone, is if you're out on a walk or you're on your way to work on Monday, and you're out and about, just bring a bag and a pair of gloves with you and just pick up three pieces of rubbish. This was an initiative that was started many years ago called Tree for the Sea, and it was really started by coastal groups who just wanted people to look after the ocean. But I use it everywhere, and all you have to do is three pieces, take them home with you. It'll actually make such a difference.
And if you think about that, if everybody picked up three pieces of litter, the combined power of that would be significant, wouldn't it?
It really would. And it's such an easy thing to do. And what I will say is, once you actually start looking for your three pieces, you'll notice so much more. So maybe be prepared to pick up a little bit more, but it's a really, really simple one to do.
Now, there's a subject that infuriates me, which is greenwashing and people hijacking, you know, initiatives such as this and, you know, maybe twisting or warping it towards their own agenda. Do we need to get much tougher on greenwashers?
We do. And as you say, this has been a day that has really been hijacked by corporations and by people who are pushing their own agendas. We see it particularly with fashion brands really using Earth Day as a way to push consumers to buy more, inverted commas, green or sustainable clothing lines. And really, that is not what the day is about. Now, thankfully, there's really amazing legislation having been enacted by the EU and other countries that is really clamping down on greenwashing. And actually, just last month, we saw two massive fashion brands, ASOS and Boohoo. They were basically found guilty of greenwashing and confusing customers, and they were forced to sign an agreement that will ensure that they will no longer mislead consumers. So the changes that are coming in are very strict, and I think we're going to see a lot of the people who are getting away with greenwashing really be clamped down on, which is amazing. But do keep an eye out for it. Nobody on Earth Day should be pushing you to buy or spend anything. It's a day for the earth, definitely not for consumption.
You talk about inspiring oneself, and this may be done differently for different people. So maybe reading a thought-provoking book. Give me some other examples of things one might do.
Yeah, so if it is inspiration is your thing, obviously we have so many amazing documentaries on Netflix and online. One of the books that really inspired me was by Yvon Chouinard, and he was the founder of Patagonia. He's an anti-businessman. So even though he started this very successful business, he really was an outdoorsman, and his personal story is very, very inspiring. And then another great one to read.
Do you think he's anti-business? Even like I'd suggest that his story doesn't say that he's anti-business.
Well, it certainly doesn't, because, I mean, look at the success he's had. But I suppose he's gone against some of the norms. Like, he basically, 2 years ago, decided to donate the company, and all of the profits now are going to the earth. So he has had a kind of an unusual stance. Yeah. And, you know, they've done things like taking out ads saying, don't buy this jumper. So he's had a kind of, an unusual, maybe not anti-business, but an unusual take on business, I would say. He's a great one. And then Dana Thomas, who's a former Washington Post journalist, she's an amazing book called Fashionopolis that is really inspiring too, just to educate yourself about the fashion system. It's a really, really great one.
Finally, one that we might do is support biodiversity. So go out and look at the dandelions, but don't pick them. Maybe help the bees, the butterflies. Maybe feed birds like goldfinch and greenfinch.
Yeah, and a really fun thing to do with kids, you know, like, not everyone can leave their mow unlawned all through May. There's a whole No Mow May campaign, which is great if you can do it. I'm a renter, so I can't get away with that. But you can leave a corridor of your grass unmowed, and that's a great place for biodiversity. And again, buying a little bird feeder so that you can feed the birds and do that with kids is a great thing to do. There's great TikToks on how to make those at home. So just getting creative and finding ways to engage with the earth this Earth Day.
All right, well, Joe Lanahan, supporting Earth Day, which is on Monday the 22nd. Thanks for joining me this morning, and I hope you have a lovely day on Monday and enjoy the sustainability of it. Lots to come on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.